Now joining the program, head coach for Winona State football, Brian Bergstrom, fresh off a Saturday night victory over Concordia St. Paul to the tune of 31-14. Coach, as always, thanks so much for the time. Why don't we start with the win, first and foremost. What is the one thing that stood out to you where you noticed your team looked different in this particular sector than they did last Thursday night when they lost to Saginaw Valley?
I think we played with a better response. And what I mean by that is, as opposed to reacting to situations, we had calculated response, and our offense did a great job of controlling the ball. And defense struggled a little early, but really came into their own, keeping points off the board for a huge bulk of the game. But when I think of this game, I just think of our guys responding, and I think of our guys trusting each other, which was a result of the week of practice. It really wasn't something that was on Saturday night as much as it was the whole week long.
Where do you think the defense is sort of struggling? And struggling might not be the right word, but you know, that early first half when it was 14 apiece and you take the lead into the half, you know, where did you make the adjustments defensively to where they looked a lot better in that second half?
I don't know that we made many scheme adjustments. It was more just a mentality adjustment, and we did a better job tackling. As we look back at the game, we did a better job tackling on first and second down, which created longer third downs, and we've been very good on third down this season. So I think that's more where it came into play. It wasn't that we were playing a bunch of different defenses.
Let's switch to the offensive side of the ball here. You ran the ball really well. Obviously, Caron Hendred, Ty Gavin, they're going to get the limelight with the two touchdowns, each of them having over 50 yards. But what can you say about the offensive line and how they progressed from week one to week two, giving them the open holes to run through?
Well, certainly they're the engine that runs the whole thing, is the ability to move the line of scrimmage and create the gap, create the seam, and that's where it starts. And then the backs obviously have a role, and the quarterbacks can control the whole thing. But the receivers, I think the whole offense has bought into the identity of being able to run the football when we need to run the football, and receivers certainly have a huge role in blocking the perimeter of would-be tacklers. So I think the running backs get the limelight in the newspaper. But it's all 11 that really make it happen.
Just box score alone, Cole Stenstrom certainly looks a lot better in that box score, 21-27. He had 257 through the air. What did you notice about him? What did you like about his performance from Saturday night's game?
Well, I think he threw the ball a little bit more accurately, but I just think he's growing in his poise in the pocket and his ability to keep his composure when the bullets are flying. And we certainly saw a ton of growth from week one to week two in that regard. And not an easy environment, not easy to go on the road and play somewhere where you haven't played before.
Mm-hmm. You still got Jackson Flottmeyer in there a couple of times. I only see the three carries for him when I was watching. I don't believe I saw too much of him. But the question here is, you know, what are you sort of looking at when it's time for you to send Jackson out there? And what's sort of the ideology behind getting him out there and giving the opposition a different look?
Well, he's just we run the same offense, but he's just a different body type. Mm-hmm. So he gives us different strengths. And, I mean, he's a quarterback, so I mean, he's going through all the same read progressions in practice and does all the things, throwing the football, and he's just different physically in terms of size and height and speed, and gives us a different style to defend. And he's still young. I mean, he's in his first year of eligibility using here in his second game, so we're kind of just getting him in there a little bit, little pieces at a time, and so he gets more comfortable.
So looking ahead to this weekend, you're back at the Max here, and you got a very tough side with Wayne State. They've been getting better and better over the past, you know, 2-3 years. They played Mankato last week fairly tough. They only lose by a touchdown there. What's the message with your team before we get into Wayne State? What's the message that you're broadcasting in your locker room ahead of this week and ahead of this Saturday?
Yeah, we'll meet with our guys for the first time, and we'll put the last game to bed, and we'll kind of start this week how we started last week, and that the focus is on us. It's on us getting better, and I think a couple areas that's going to be focus for me as head coach is just our team having a championship composure throughout the week of prep, but also in the game. And what I mean by that is being at the right energy level, handling negative things that happen to us, but spinning it in a positive way, and then also not getting too high when things are going well, and being in that sweet spot, which we refer to as being at your number. If it were 0 to 10, 0 meaning you were asleep, 10 meaning you were bouncing off the wall, every guy plays at their own number. There's an ideal number for everybody. So where we may have an O lineman that needs to be at an 8 to play his best, we may have a quarterback that needs to be at a 4 to play his best. So our guys being able to manage their number and have competitive composure that way, and we just really feel strongly a lot of this game is going to come down to the takeaway margin and protecting the football and ball security on offense, and then and being more disruptive and taking it away on defense. And special teams. When you think of the game 2 years ago against them, here, we had a couple block punts, and we scored on a block punt, and those will be some critical areas that we'll be focusing on this week.
I wanted to ask you a question about that turnover margin. You know, you shored it up offensively on Saturday night against Concordia, but only the one pick, you only had the one sack. In terms of what the defense is doing to attack that ball, do you want more from them in the turnover sector, and do you want, you know, a better pass rush than what we've seen in the last two games?
Yeah, we do. We want to be more disruptive and more sacks and TFLs and more punching and ripping at the ball and taking opportunities when a chance to get an interception. And I don't think you can also, you don't want to press too much and think, I got to get a takeaway. You just got to do your job, do it at a high level. Hustle your butt to the ball and be violent when you get there. And then those things happen. I think we've certainly had opportunities to get a few more, but I think if you keep putting yourself in the right position, those things will start to happen.
In terms of Wayne State, they got Nick Bone, who's been the quarterback the last few seasons. He's this dual threat guy. He's gotten the best of this defense once or twice over the last couple of years. But as you mentioned, that game 2 years ago, the turnover margin really helped you. What's the focus on slowing him down and slowing his dual threat ability?
Yeah, I think there's certain defenses we'll call when a quarterback is more of a threat to run, and we'll certainly narrow in on those. But it's not something magical when you play a good player or a good team. It's quite opposite. It's be really good at the basics and getting aligned and seeing the right thing and having my eyes in the right spot and reacting the right way, doing my job, and then doing it at a million miles an hour. And when we do that all together, we can be a very good defense, which we've seen stretches of, and we just have to be consistent with it. But we're not going to, like, throw out our normal game plan and do something crazy different because it's a good quarterback. We know he's a good quarterback, and we got to play great defense to stop him.
What do you think the key is for this Saturday afternoon when you take on Wayne State, both for yourself and then when you look at the tape come Sunday, Monday morning, you know, what can you say? What do you want to see to where you're going to be proud of this team, scoreline aside?
Well, it would make me it would make me proud to know that we got better from week two to week three. So an overall improvement, regardless of what the scoreboard says, if there's positive there if you grow, because every week there's going to be a different talent level on the other side, and you can't base it off of that talent level. You got to base it off if we're growing. I would love to see us play a full 60-minute complimentary game. I think we've been good, really good in stretches on each third of the team, OD and special teams in different segments, to put it into practice, playing complementary football and acting as one for all 60 minutes would be positive. I think offensively a key is going to be ball security and maintaining drives and consistency defense combining not giving up big plays, making an offense execute all the way down the field, and then being more disruptive, taking the football away and creating that. And like I mentioned earlier, I think special teams needs to be the difference maker in this game. I think there's going to be a great balance on O&D, and the team that plays better on special teams, I believe, is going to win. And so those would be some markers that we'd be looking for next week at this time.